Johnny, welcome to Darlington. Why have you dropped down from League One with Yeovil to play for us in National League North?
Well, being a lad from the North East myself, growing up in Chesley Street, I always know how big of a club Darlington was. And as I was growing up as a kid, obviously Darlington were in the leagues and they had a great fan support. And as soon as Tommy Wright got on the phone to me, he turned my head straight away. So I decided to come down and meet him, and instantly, as soon as I walked through the doors, I got an instant good vibe from all the staff, and I just thought to myself, this is a good place to be, this is where I want to be, and somewhere for me to play regular football, which I'm really looking forward to.
You weren't just on the bench though, Yeovil. You played 20 games for them in League One.
Of course, yeah, and I'm really thankful to Yeovil for that. I played in some big fixtures. And got some much needed experience, but I feel now it's time for me to play regular football and get a 40-50 plus game season, and hopefully get this football club back to where they should be.
Looking back at your career, you started at Sunderland, and one of the people in the dressing room was Johnny Byrne.
Yeah, definitely. Johnny messages on Sunday after he'd signed, and he was in my ear all the time asking what I was doing. So obviously when I gave him the good news, he was delighted. So yeah, it's always nice to have a player you know when you're walking into a new club, especially as a centre half and a goalkeeper. It's a nice partnership to have, and yeah, I'm really excited to get going.
You had a good start to your career at Sunderland. You had a couple of loan spells, and then you had another spell at Leicester at a time when they were going for the Premiership title.
Of course, yeah. Leicester was a surreal experience. It was brilliant for myself, being third choice goalkeeper at the time, training with Mark Swarter and Kasper Schmeichel on a daily basis. I learned many things from the pair of them. Mark Swarter today still keeps in touch, and he's a great lad. And obviously, I was lucky enough to be on the bench for one fixture in the Premier League of that title winning season, which. As a child growing up, you always aspire to be in a Premier League squad, and yeah, it's something I'll never forget.
You had 2 years at Yeovil, and now you come to Darlington. You dropped out of the Football League into part-time football. Is it your aim now to bounce back into the Football League?
Of course, everyone has ambition to play higher, but at the end of the day, I think my ambition at the moment is to get this football club back up to where they belong. And I'm going to do everything in my power to do that. I class myself as quite an ambitious person. I love to play football, I love to win games, and I want to win games with this football club.
And you've been in the National League North before though, haven't you, with Leamington?
Correct, yeah. I had a brief loan spell with Leamington while I was at Leicester, and that was a good learning curve for myself, as it was one of my first loans. And first taste of the National League, and it's not a league to be underestimated by any stretch of the imagination, so I know what I'm coming into and I'm feeling very confident about it.
So you know that it can be quite physical?
Definitely, and it's something as a goalkeeper you've got to be prepared for, but you've got to be mentally tough, and I feel like I'm ready for that.